It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The New York City Council is fighting proposed budget cuts by Mayor Eric Adams that would slash funding for the city's 3K and pre-K programs. Lawmakers say any rollback to early childhood education for 3- and 4-year-olds will only worsen the existing child care affordability crisis that's driving young families to leave the city. Joining us now to explain why most New Yorkers can't afford to cover the cost of child care is WNYC's Karen Yee. Karen, I almost don't even know if I want to hear the answer to this question, but what does the average New York City family pay for childcare?
Okay, so most families will pay between $14,000 and $20,000 a year for a child 5 years or younger. Mm. And that can even be more in some cases. But of course, for many families, this can mean a third or a quarter of their household income, and that's way past what the federal government recommends. So federal standards actually say that childcare shouldn't cost more than 7% of a household's income, and that's really the measure we're talking about when we're talking about affordability. And right now, 80% of New Yorkers cannot afford childcare.
Why is it so expensive?
A couple of things. I mean, we're talking about caring for the youngest New Yorkers, so in a way, it should cost money, right? We want high-quality care, but there's also more stringent measures in place. Childcare facilities are regulated by how many caretakers need to be in the room for every child, and that varies by age. So generally, one adult for every 8 kids with a maximum of 2 infants. So those are very small ratios. There's also minimum square footage requirements for every kid, and that just generally makes staffing very, very expensive, especially the younger the child is, and that's really the main budget line for most providers. No one wants these rules and staffing ratios to go away, but the problem is that child care programs cost a lot of money and families can't afford these costs. Mm. I spoke to Lauren Melodia from the New School Center for New York City Affairs.
We shouldn't expect that the price is going to go down, because we should actually expect that if we want high quality care, we're going to have to pay for it. And just the question is, who pays for it?
And she says we need way more public investment.
Well, what about existing subsidized programs for childcare for low-income families?
Voucher programs or federally subsidized programs like Head Start are very helpful to cover all or part of the cost for families. But providers say these vouchers reimburse them at rates that don't actually reflect what it actually costs to run the program. So childcare experts say it's really a drop in the bucket compared to what's needed. I think a helpful way to look at this problem is comparing childcare to the public education system, right? We know how much it costs to fund public schools and how much is invested in K-12 education. But childcare isn't funded at anywhere near those levels. Pete Nabosny is the policy director for the Children's Agenda, and this is how he put it.
A lot of our childcare challenges, the shortage of care, the lack of affordability of care, all these things are rooted in, you know, a decision that we've made as a country to not treat childcare like a public good.
You have families in parts of the Bronx, like Hunts Point and Mott Haven, spending as much as 63% of their household income on infant and toddler care.
Wow.
But this isn't just a problem for low-income communities. A report by the Citizens Committee for Children found that there are just 2 community districts in all of New York City where a majority of families can actually afford childcare, and that's Tribeca and Greenwich Village. So even in more affluent areas, you still have large portions of families paying way more than they can afford.
Now, this is New York City, so yeah, things are expensive here. But is there something particular to New York City that makes childcare even less affordable?
I mean, the cost of living here is definitely makes things worse, yeah. Both for providers who are navigating the cost of renting commercial buildings and for families who are just juggling housing and rental costs and the price of food. There are 2 general types of childcare when we're talking about care. Some of these are based in commercial spaces, and that's called center-based care. And then there's others that are run out of people's homes, and that's home-based care. So for center-based care, real estate prices are very expensive. And for home providers who don't own their residences, they also have to navigate the city's skyrocketing rental housing market. So as expensive as childcare is, providers tell me that they're not actually charging what they wish they could or what it takes to actually cover their costs. I spoke with Doris Irizarry, who runs a child care center in her home in Castle Hill in the Bronx.
I have parents that are making $40,000, $47,000, $50,000, even with 2 children. They cannot make ends meet, pay their rent, their utility. We can't charge more than the subsidy because nobody could afford it.
Irizarry is talking about the vouchers and that most providers don't charge above what the state has set as the reimbursement rate.
What exactly are families paying for with all this money?
Yes. So child care workers wear a lot of different hats. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Andrea Davilar, who runs a program out of her home in Queens.
We're not just teaching the kids. We're providing meals for them. So we're cooking daily. We're diaper changers. We're teaching them how to use the potty. We're potty training them. You know, you got to be able to comfort the child if they're upset about something.
So these are a lot of different things and for children of a lot of different ages. But providers like Davilar, who run smaller programs, say that they also offer more flexible hours than centers do, right? So if a parent works non-traditional hours or has to work late, they accommodate that. And one provider told me that they've, you know, even opened their doors at 5 a.m. for a parent who was a school bus driver.
You know, hearing you talk about the overhead of being a provider of childcare, it makes me wonder, what about them? Are they even making any money?
Right. Providers are really struggling to make ends meet, and many of them closed after the pandemic, particularly those who operate out of their homes and are small businesses. A quarter of child care workers live in poverty and actually qualify for these child care vouchers for their own children. Irizarry says many providers can stay in business because of their partners who also provide health insurance, which they don't have.
I'm in this business not because of what I earned, because of the generosity of my husband that he has carried the bills. Because if it was because of me, I would be in the poorhouse.
Home providers like Irizarry say they pay their staff if they have an assistant first, and that's usually just minimum wage. And they can't really afford to pay their workers health insurance, so there's a lot of turnover and issues with retention. After they pay their workers the mortgage, the rent, the utilities, materials, and food for the children, there really sometimes isn't anything left over for them to earn a salary. The Center for New York City Affairs found that in 2021, the median home-based provider made $10.61 an hour, and that's way below minimum wage.
How can we solve this problem, Karen?
Yes. Everyone I spoke to agreed that the city needs to move toward universal child care and away from what's become a really private transaction between a parent and a caretaker. The pre-K and 3K expansion were major steps in that direction by the city, but there's still the question of whether these programs will be rolled back under the budget proposal. And even if they're not, families still have to figure out what to do with their children until they're 3 years old, and many are opting to leave the workforce or just leave the city.
That's WNYC's Karen Yee. For more on childcare costs, visit gothamist.com. Karen, thanks so much.
Thanks, Sean.